Good morning, everyone. So glad to be able to share with you all this morning. This is obviously such a special community, and I'm really glad to be a part of it. And so hopefully there's something that I'll be able to share that can be relevant to you in your situation currently. As I was thinking, the context of what I'll talk about today has to do with just progression overall, and ultimately just becoming the best versions of ourselves that we can. And there's going to be some metaphors that I'll use. So I think as I tie it in, it'll all make sense as we go through it. But we all have the life that we're currently living right now. And we are all trying to get to what's called our unlived life. And if you think about it, our unlived life is where we want to be. And I'm imagining if you're on this call, there's some things that you may want to accomplish, right? It may be spiritually, it may be personally, it may be professionally, financially, or even physically. But in order for us to get to our unlived life, we must go through a river, right? And this river is called the river of resistance. And there are different animals and creatures that's inside of this river that we must cross in order to reach our full potential or get to our unlived life. And so as I talk through these, I would think about rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10. 1 being, hey, this is something that I'm terrible at, and 10 being, this is something that I'm absolutely great at. So I'll go through those. So the first thing that's in that river is a walrus. And a walrus just represents laziness. And if you think about where you want to go, whether it's working out, whether it's waking up on time, whether it's reading more, sometimes there are things that we need to do to address laziness in our lives if we're going to get to our unlived. So that's the first thing in the river of resistance. The second thing in this river of resistance is a mermaid. And a mermaid just simply represents addiction, right? Yes, obviously these things could be, it could be drugs or alcohol, which is where most people tend to think about originally when I talk about that, but it can also be more socially acceptable things such as our cell phones or social media or addiction to food or even addiction to work. And so just in full vulnerability, this was one of the areas that I really had to think about and take stock in to become a better version of myself. So you've got to think about, hey, how can you be better in that as well? The third thing in this river of resistance are crabs. And if you think about what crabs represents, those are just negative people, right? If you think about a crab in a bucket, if you just have one, it's easy for that crab to get out of that bucket. But as soon as you put a lot of other crabs in that bucket, then they all just pull each other down. And so we all have to identify the people that are in our lives that are often just taking energy away from us and our dreams and our aspirations. And then the reality is sometimes the answer is not just completely removing them from our lives, because sometimes it's our friends, sometimes it's our family, sometimes it could be your spouse or your children. And so we may not be able to just completely eliminate them, but we must first acknowledge who are the crabs in our lives and how can we address it in the right context and in the right situation. The fourth thing that's in this river of resistance are sharks. And sharks just represent fear, right? And this can be fear of so many things. It could be fear of failure, right? Sometimes maybe you've seen so much success growing up and you want to make sure that you live up to that. And so you may be afraid to fail, right? Sometimes this could be fear of success. Maybe you haven't seen a lot of success and you're the first one that is successful in your family. And with that comes a large amount of responsibility. And maybe you're trying to hold yourself back subconsciously because you will be the first one that's super successful. This could also be fear of the unknown. We're living in a time currently where there's so much that's unknown, where we don't know how we're going to get through this, when we're going to get through this. And so we must be willing to acknowledge what is the fear that we have, and also acknowledge that all fear is not bad, right? Because there's a reason that God has placed or given us the ability to experience certain things. And so we just can't allow that fear to immobilize us or paralyze us. So take stock on the sharks or fear in your life, right? And then the last thing that's in this river of resistance is simply a library. And a library just represents reliving the moments in the past that are negative or unwanted. And so it could be things that happened yesterday Or it could be things that happened 15 or 20 years ago that we just can't let go out of our head. And if we're ever going to get to, again, what we call our unlived life or reach our full potential, we've really got to address those moments and those memories that we just keep going back to that we need to let go of. The good news is that there are really two bridges that help us to get over this river of resistance, right? And the first bridge is a bridge that has coaches and mentors on it. And we all need people in our lives that can help us to navigate where we're trying to go and that have been there, that know the lay of the land. And so I would encourage all of us, no matter what we're doing, find those coaches and those mentors that can help us to navigate that. And then the second bridge over this river of resistance is our habits and our rituals. And if you think about, that's the one thing that we can control, or one of the things that we can control, because we can't necessarily always determine the outcome or the destination, but we can determine our habits and our rituals, and our habits and our rituals determine the destination and the outcome. And so in summary, again, we've got to take stock and evaluate the walrus, which represents the laziness, the mermaid, which represents the addiction, the crabs, which represents negative people in our lives, the sharks, which represent the fear, and that, again, fear of failure, fear of unknown, fear of success. And then we must represent or take stock of the library, which represents reliving those negative moments in the past. And so I'm hopeful that there was something that I've shared today that was applicable. Obviously, it's not earth shattering, but if we can really get better in any of those areas, even if it's one of them, I think then it's valuable and you can be all the better for it. And so it's Monday. It's a new week. It's a new month. It's the 1st of June. There's a lot of things that are obviously negative that we can focus on, but the good news is we get to choose on what we do focus on, and there's a lot of good things going on in the world even still. So hope you all have an amazing day. Have a prosperous day. Be blessed.